I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The texts have been building up. Let's go to Ian with a few more of your text messages.
Right now, we got the texts kind of coming all over the place. Here's one that's about this sort of shooting conspiracy, right? Where'd it go? There it is. Yeah, I refuse to believe that one 20-year-old with no planning outsmarted the entire Secret Service and the police at that rally. In my opinion, even if they weren't involved, they definitely let it happen. He should have never been allowed on stage. Too many coincidences for me, and I am not some far right MAGA weirdo.
Yeah, that's, you know, I understand why people think that way. I do. But I also think that, you know, the Secret Service and law enforcement sometimes might be looking for the more obvious, and that there's going to be that one wacko just driven by hate that is finding a way to just slip through the cracks and do it. But this should never have happened. This should never have happened. And I know there were hearings on Capitol Hill today, and there should be a full investigation into how this happened. And it needs to never, ever happen again. But I think this is one person who did this. I don't believe that there was a conspiracy behind this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thank God that President Trump wasn't shot and killed. The only thing about it that was kind of strange to me, and I don't know enough about what the Secret Service's, you know, job is in a very detail-oriented way to comment on this, but I was surprised that he was allowed to stand up and expose himself to the crowd again and get that fist pump up in the air and say fight, 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 and kind of stand there for another, you know, 5 to 7 seconds. Like, they had no idea that there wasn't a second shooter. Like, we didn't know that until several hours later.
That is a really interesting
observation. Why is he allowed to stand up and get kind of back up to the podium and face the crowd and say, fight, 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 when there's no reason to believe that he couldn't have gotten shot then as opposed to 20 seconds earlier?
Yeah, that's an interesting observation because that did seem weird to me. It seemed weird to me that he was so composed after almost being killed. I mean, inches away from being killed, and he still had this composure to use this as a campaign moment, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.